One is calling from area code 480. The second one is calling from area code 619. And when we have you come on, please just state your first name. It's very important to just state your first name. And then tell us how you found out about Freedom Law School. And then ask your question. So we're ready to take the question from the caller from area code 480. What is your first name only? And how you found out about Freedom Law School?
From the health ranger.
And what's your first name?
Trisha.
Trisha? Okay. I think we're getting a little bit of an echo. Trisha, can you mute your sound?
You know what?
There you go. That's better.
Okay.
And what is your your question?
Yes, I do. Yes. The last time I did my taxes was back in 2020.
And during that time, my daughter was going to university last year.
So I was able to use my taxes to help her get a FISA. Because at the time I wasn't making a lot of money, so I was able to get the Department of Education so she could get scholarships and stuff like that.
I'm not quite sure I understand. The last time you filed was 2020. And you said something about using your taxes.
I'm getting an echo now. So it was 2020, and now she's going to a second university. In order for her to get some type of scholarship, like a Pell Grant or anything like that, you have to file taxes. You have to show it to the 1040 and give it to the Department of Education. And I didn't know if there was anything around that, or if I wanted to try to get her more scholarships. When you say you have to,
there's probably a place where it says what you're interpreting that you have to, because they usually word it like, even if they don't, you can interpret it as if you had an obligation to file and pay income taxes, then you turned in a return. You sent in your return. But in your case, if you're not a resident of the District of Columbia, or you weren't in 2020 and you didn't have any federal income, meaning that your income was not coming from the federal government, either as an employee or a contractor, then there was no liability. There was no requirement for you to file and pay, as I'm sure you've probably learned by, you know, looking at our website.
But this year I haven't filed 2020, 2021, and 2022.
Can you hear me, Trisha? Yeah. Can you hold on just a second?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, hold on. I'm trying to get us. Trisha.
Yes, I'm here.
I'm being told to have the host address. Oh, the other stream was fighting to air. Okay.
No.
Is everything good now?
Trisha.
Yes.
Oh, I'm hearing her again.
Should I refresh my screen?
You need to just mute that. You need to close YouTube. Close Rumble or whatever you were watching.
The sound.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, good. Yes, perfect.
Yeah,
so I muted.
I had my phone and the computer
at the same time.
That was the problem. All right. So getting back to your question. So yeah.
I guess what I'm saying is that.
Let me just also say this, Trisha. That when you're applying for those grants, that is asking for a government handout. You know, you need to consider that and the kind of it's like putting chains on you when it's a student loan. In fact, I have somebody I'm going to be talking to maybe the next caller about a student loan they have of $180,000. Student loans nowadays are just horrible. I mean, it can run up into tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars. And then you have to get on that corporate treadmill and use that education to make money to pay off the loan. And a lot of people are finding that there's no jobs to do what they were trained to do and what they, you know, what they spent so much of their time training for. And so it's really important for, did you say your daughter? Did you already get a loan or are you're trying to get a loan for your daughter?
I only did that the first year.
Uh-huh.
And then now that she's going into her second year, I don't plan on filing taxes for 2021, 2022, and I haven't done anything for 2023.
Okay.
And I didn't
know if there was any
kind of
loophole.
And I know that the Department of Education
is another whole
just as scandalous, just a government situation where I'll just find some other way of paying it for myself and just forget about trying to get student loans, or not even get a scholarship. She's very smart, but she can't get scholarships on her own merit unless she files for a scholarship.
If she wants to get a scholarship, then just have her, just talk to the scholarship people and explain to them that you don't have enough income to file a return.
Okay.
Because that's
and they're not going to ask for any other type of work, and that won't be like a signal to the IRS.
I don't know what they're going to say, but if you tell them that, then they'll probably say, well, okay, then, you know, we'll proceed with the scholarship and put that.
So,
it's good to consider your for your daughter and you to talk about what she's going to university for and whether that will actually be something that is sure to pay off in the future, that she can quickly and easily pay
she
down
can pay,
you know,
she can pay, yeah.
loans and so forth. So, all right.
All right. right.
Well, thank you so
much.
I appreciate
it.
Okay, you're so welcome. Okay, we're ready to take the next caller, which is area code 619. Area code 619, state your first name only and then how you found out about Freedom Law School.
My name is
Jenny.
And
hi,
I'm
Jenny.
In San Diego, California.
Okay. How did you find out about Freedom Law School?
I have a group of friends who have used the affidavit. Of revocation, selection of, to pay taxes.
Oh, right, the revocation of election theory.
And that led me to look on YouTube for information about this, and I found Paymon.
Oh, great. Okay. Wonderful, and you found out that the whole thing is a myth that you can ignore, right?
As far as the affidavit?
Yeah, revocation of election. Mm-hmm.
Well, according to Paymon, he says it's not useful.
Yeah, it's totally based on a law that doesn't mean what those people are saying it means.
My question is, I think Paymon's got the right idea. But my question is, if I don't file IRS taxes, what do I do about the franchise tax board, California franchise?
Well, with the Franchise Tax Board, California is by far the most aggressive state, and even though the state income tax laws piggyback off of the federal income tax laws, the FTB is super aggressive, and they will diligently do all kinds of things to collect the money from people that are actually living in California. They have lots of sneaky ways to get the money, taking it out of your bank and garnishing wages and you know, finding out that you actually did have some kind of California connected income. So it's a decision you have to make. If you were a Restore Freedom Plan member, we would actually help you if you decided to stand up to the FTB and not file and pay taxes, and we would take it as far as we can with you. But we cannot guarantee it like we can with the IRS, where you have a 100% guarantee for as long as you remain a member of the Restore Freedom Plan, you will... we will reimburse you if the IRS ever steals money from your accounts or your wages or whatnot.
Well, you said the IRS wouldn't, but the franchise tax board might.
Right. I'm saying that we guarantee that we will reimburse you if the IRS takes money out of your account or whatnot, if they steal from you. But we cannot offer that same guarantee with the FTB.
So what is my recourse? I talked to George from Freedom Law School yesterday, and he told me that I should go ahead and pay the state taxes.
Well, we're not going to make that decision for you. Like I said, if you were a Restore Freedom Plan member, we would help you stand up to them. Just we can't guarantee it. So it's really up to you. But a lot of people end up defunding the federal government, but continuing to fund California. And just think about it this way: at least the state of California is doing some things that benefit you in some way. Maybe, you know, the roads and the schools and the whatever. There's things that are closer to you that
are benefiting you in some way with that money.
Right. So, and I don't necessarily want to keep the franchise tax board, but I don't know quite what to do.
Our focus is on the federal income tax because the federal income taxes are by far the majority of income taxes. Even for Californians, the federal income tax is by far the majority of your tax burden. So, and they're by far the worst offenders when it comes to the way they're spending the money. And so that's our focus. Mm-hmm.
So I could be a member and I could do whatever I have to do to negate federal tax.
Yeah, you could stop filing and paying federal income taxes and continue, if you choose to keep filing and paying California taxes.
So right now I have a CPA. And would I just tell him to do the California taxes?
Well, they're going to really, really raise their eyebrows and really put up a fuss about that. So what you do is you tell them to please prepare paper reports for you, not to file electronically. And then you just don't turn in the federal return. You just turn in the California return.
So I'll just tell them that I will take care of the paperwork myself.
Yes, that you want to look it over. You want to review the paperwork before you file it, and you'll mail it in yourself.
Okay.
That is what I needed to know.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. Have a pleasant evening.
Can I ask one question?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So do I join your Freedom Law School now and get the federal taxes started?
Well, to get the federal taxes stopped, the income taxes, confidently and with our support, stop filing and paying federal income taxes. Yeah, you can go on our website at freedomlawschool.org. And I would encourage you, if you haven't already, to take the 7 steps to income tax freedom. And when you get to the 6th step, it's the Restore Freedom Plan. And that's where you would join.
Okay. So I should do that first and then have my taxes prepared.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. That way you could always have one of the benefits is unlimited consultations. So anytime you had any income tax questions, you'd be able to just call us on the phone and get your questions answered.
Okay. Well, I'm assuming my test guy would do them correctly.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you say correctly, if it's not that complicated, then you might save a lot of money by just doing it online with H&R Block or TurboTax or something like that.
Okay.
But I don't know how complicated your finances are.
Accountants do have a role.
Okay, sounds like it might be a good thing to continue if it's not really expensive to use the CPA.
Yeah, I think I'll do that.
Okay, all right, sounds
Thank
good.
You.
So we
Thank
have
you
another,
so much.
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
All right, good night. We have good another night. Caller on area code 503. And please go ahead and state your first name and how you found out about Freedom Law School, and then ask your question.
Dan Bannister. How y'all doing, Stephen?
Hey, real good. You said your name is Dan?
Yeah, hey, FYI.
You've got
some kind of
speaker in the background
that's actually
picking up.
the whole call, and I can actually hear myself through your microphone and through the pass to people who are asking questions, so there's something actually happening on your end there.
Yeah, we have a
feedback.
Okay. We're going to just turn that little speaker
off. If you've got it on speaker or something like that, that's what's happening.
Did it go away? Did it go away now?
Let's test it and see.
Yeah, I think we just did.
Yeah, it went away for the most part.
Okay.
But I can hear, I can still hear me in the background.
You can? Huh.
Yep.
Maybe you have something on?
Nope. Like, no, I listened to the last, nope. Trust me, I've done this a lot.
Okay.
I've listened
all
to
right.
the past
I don't know what it is, but let's go ahead
well, yeah,
and get your question
your,
answered.
Yeah, just have your team check your equipment for the next,
they will. Yeah, they're listening. They're listening. So go ahead and ask your question.
Hey, so you were saying something about how y'all reimburse. And I've looked through the website, mm-hmm. and I couldn't specifically find, or maybe I'm just missing it, because I know I've read through the Q&A, but, I mean, it's a lot of information, so I know I'm missing it, probably.
Have you read through on the Restore Freedom Plan?
Yeah, like I said, I have. It's a lot of information, and I don't recall seeing where this is. So my question is, what exactly is the reimbursement for if the IRS were to come after you? I mean, does that mean, like, you buy my house back for me? You pay for my attorney fees, or do I just get the whatever money I paid into y'all back, and that's it, and I'm on my own?
Well, yeah, if they went as far as foreclosing on your house, yeah, then we would reimburse you for the value of what they took.
But usually the
most frequent type of thing is that they'll levy your bank account.
Most people don't have a house anyway, so yeah.
Well, I mean, even if they do, it's very, very seldom that they're going to go through the arduous process of taking you to court and foreclosing on your house. So the most frequent thing that they do is put a lien on your house, levy your bank account,
right.
garnish your wages,
yeah, the wage garnishment
levy
thing.
Your brokerage account or cryptocurrency account or whatever, those types of things.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, I think that's the scariest for most people is just getting their paycheck garnished because they decided to, you know, get targeted by the IRS and, you know, step out and be a hero and a patriot. And, you know, all of a sudden somehow they got targeted by the, you know, by the local IRS chop shop in whatever major city they live near in.
Right.
Live to. So where at exactly on the website does it talk about the reimbursement program? Because I want to try to read in between the lines because I was thinking
that's
about recommending this package to a friend of mine who's got millions in assets who definitely is against the deep state and the swamp monsters in Washington, D.C., but I need to be able to show them some hardcore proof that, you know, y'all have the commitment and the commitment to stand and, you know, it stands and it's firm. And, you know, I've got to be able to show them something before I can, you know, make the recommendation.
Sure, of course. Yeah, there's two ways you can get to it, at least two ways that you can get to it from our website, freedomlawschool.org. Mm-hmm. One is by when you take the seven steps, step number six is the Restore Freedom Plan. Another way is the tabs at the top. One of the tabs pretty much in the middle says plans, and there's a drop-down menu that you can click on Restore Freedom Plan, RFP. And that'll
give
you – Oh,
underneath the plan section.
Mm-hmm, yep. That'll give you an overview of – Mm-hmm. It'll give you an overview of the benefits and what your role in the process is. And then eventually it goes through the agreement that that we're making with you and you're making with us. And then the pricing, which depends on what your income tax.
Yeah. I remember that piece
is.
Of it.
Okay.
I remember that
yep.
piece of it. For some reason, I was drawing a blank
Great.
On the reimbursement thing, and then how to decide whether or not you know someone could actually stand on that and, you know, like whatever it has to say in the terms and conditions or whatever, like, you know. Anyways, I need to go back and take a look at that stuff. I'll take a look at that. I know that Payman's video on, you know, was it Odyssey? Yeah, the Odyssey.com channel under the Freedom Law School channel on Odyssey.com. I know that video where Payman talks about, I think the title of that video was, do I have to pay the federal income tax? That really, that half hour, that little 33-minute video basically destroys the entire craziness that the attorneys for the IRS basically drafted into their interpretation of the revenue code in order to force people to think, like Bannister said, which is why I'm a Bannister hero, because Bannister actually talked about that in that video with Tommy Cryer and B-Craft and everybody about, you know, how, you know, the attorneys for the IRS were basically forcing people to think, which, you know, forces a rape, forcing people to think that they were lawful for or liable for paying the federal income tax when they were never liable in the first place to even file or pay because their income was not federally sourced out of Washington, D.C. And it's just amazing to think that, you know, that the way that they defined it, the way they play with the state and then the 50 states doesn't show up in the definitions and everything. And then Payman talks about the case law about how you can't, you know, add anything to the definition once the definition has been stated. And anyways, it's just an amazing video that, what's the title of that video? Do I have to pay the federal income tax?
Speaking of Joe Bannister, he's going to be at our Restore Freedom rally a week from this weekend. Starts a week from tomorrow, actually.
I'm going to have to watch it online.
And you can either live stream it or if you can, get there in person. And then it's going to include the Monday all-day seminar with or workshop with Payman on income taxes. But there's going to be all kinds of great speakers there. And you can get to that from our homepage. That's actually Restore.
There's a way to sign up for it at the Freedom Law School.
You can either go to freedomlawschool.org to our homepage, and there's a link there, or you can go directly to restorefreedomrally.org. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So did you have any other questions?
Yeah, it was a curiosity, actually, with the couple of people before me. There's that lady was asking something about the thing with filing for grants. So, I mean, that was a really interesting question. It almost sounds like though y'all have to actually research that. But it would be interesting to see if, you know, if someone could, you know, someone who's stepping outside of the, you know, system of government benefits, you know, who still wants to kind of see if they can play the game by getting, you know, the government to give them, you know, grant them a wish, right?
Right, yeah.
Of a bunch
and,
of money.
you mentioned our need to research. Actually, it's we depend on people that are asking these kind of questions to show us the documentation. Where are they saying that you have to file a return? You know, we want to see what they're actually saying because there's so much fear about the IRS and income taxes and everything that people panic whenever they read something and they're like, oh, you know, they're forcing me to file a return and I don't want to and I can't get the scholarship or whatever without it and blah, blah, blah. But if you have something like that you're dealing with, and especially for our students, we have our students send in anything that they're asking a question about, send in the documentation and we'll take a look at it and we can deal with it from there. And usually, almost always, we end up being able to easily calm people down and go, you know, they're actually just fishing. They're just, you know, trying to get
they're
you
fishing.
To do something. Yeah. So,
yeah, well, I learned that when I watched that Joe Bannister video with all those tax attorneys years ago, where Bannister was, I think it was towards the half an hour mark of that. And I can't even remember the name of that video. I looked on the Odyssey channel. Y'all have at least two videos of Bannister on the Odyssey freedomlawschool.org channel on odyssey.com.
Yeah.
Is there any chance that y'all could post that old video that, remember how Tommy Cryer introduced it and then Larry B. Craft come in and start talking about the tinfoil hat brigade versus the tax honesty movement?
Are you saying, that it's not on Odyssey now?
There's Joe Bannister's original video where he's at the seminar with Payman back in 1999 or 2001 or 2000.
Uh-huh.
There's that long video. And then, of course, there's that 10-minute video of Bannister being at one of the seminars with Payman just a couple of years ago or something. But other than that, I didn't see any other videos with Joe Bannister on the Odyssey.com channel, you know, for Freedom Law School. So, but anyways, I just thought it was really interesting that Bannister talks about how the IRS, the attorneys for the IRS, willfully manipulated the Internal Revenue Code in order to force people to think that they were liable for paying, you know, the federal income tax. And my point is that I think we should have a short clip from that original video. Have the full, but have the short clip of Bannister saying it, because it really puts it in people's face that we've been living in a PSYOP, this IRS PSYOP, psychological operation of tax duty, being literally forced at gunpoint into tax duty.
Right. Yeah,
but being
for
forced,
sure.
obviously, to think, you know, that we're forced is rape again, right? Being forced to think that we have to join, that we have to volunteer. You know, it'd be no different than, like, you know, there were no drafts, you know, for some war, but then everybody's saying you have to join when there's no, you know, involuntary, you know, law that states that you have to join, you know, the idea of the draft being, you know, that there's an, you know, it's no longer voluntary. It's
right.
compulsory. And that
right.
was what I think Bannister had so wittingly pointed out in the that video used to be, you know, in that video where he's talking with, you know, all the other tax attorneys, this was from years ago, back in the beginning of the early 2000s, would have been before 2006. It would have been before Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism movie. Okay. That video used to actually be posted to truthattack.org, but, you know, I just don't recall seeing it there last time I looked. But anyways, I just really thought that, because, and I guess to sum it into a question is that can you have your team there take a look at getting that old video with Joe Bannister posted to the Odyssey website, and then actually get a clip of Joe Bannister talking about how the IRS, how the attorneys for the IRS willfully manipulated the Internal Revenue Code in order to force people to think that they were liable for paying the federal income tax, when obviously the American people were never liable for paying it at all. They were, you know, I mean, it's just a golden statement from Bannister.
Yeah. Okay. We'll look for that.
I'll look for it again too, and send an email over if I can find it, but I haven't been able to find it. That's why I was like, let me ask.
Okay. All right, I'll review this, or one of us will review this to get your description again and look for that.
Okay, thanks a
bunch.
Sounds
great.
Thanks for being there, Benny.
Okay, you're so welcome. Thank you so much. And then, that's it for questioners for the evening. Thank you all for listening, and we'll talk to you next time. Good night.
what a night.
Is it off?
Yeah.
Everything's off? Okay.
Yeah.